I'm in the heart of Moscow, and behind me is something you might not expect to see outside of a war zone.
Russia has brought here dozens of captured Western tanks and armored vehicles. And the centerpiece of this dramatic exhibition, none other than this, a destroyed M1A1 Abrams, an American-made battle tank.
Oh, wow. Take a look at this beast. Yeah, it's certainly seen better days. Well, I mean, it's quite obvious that this tank is heavily damaged and actually scorched. If you look over here, I believe, yeah, there is a hole left by an anti-tank missile that hit this tank. And check this out. If I put my hand here and do like this, see? Oh my God. So my hand's turned black with the soot and ash that is still clinging to the metal. And if I'm being like very bald, let me see if I can pull this off. If I try to climb up and show you something real quick. Hold on. I want to show you something real quick. Yeah. Oppa. You see, there is a melted mag from, I guess, an AK-47 that likely belonged to one of the crew members. So it's just melted and stuck here. And yeah, you can see everything here. So, I mean, it almost feels like this tank was in combat just a couple of days ago. And that was quickly shipped off to Moscow for the show.
Ну, вообще, Абрамс вытащили буквально там 4 дня назад с поля боя. То есть сгорел-то он, может, и раньше, но ввиду того, что у него было несколько пробитий кумулятивным и в бок башни, и в ходовую часть, он выгорел изнутри целиком.
Это вы кому показывали жест такой?
Этому Абрамсу грёбаному. Прям... Гореть в аду без экипажа.
And it's clear why there was such a hurry. Displaying a tank like this here is hugely symbolic. It's not just a show of strength. It's meant to be a clear message to thousands of Russians. They come here, they see with their own eyes that their military can indeed take down one of the most advanced pieces of American hardware.
Что думаете, какие у вас ощущения, вот вы увидели танк живьем?
Прекрасные. Вспомнила даже своего отца. Он не был танкистов. Рада, что они здесь. Очень рада. Преемственность поколения должна быть. И я рада этому. Победа будет за нами.
In the crowd, I even ran into an American who lives in Russia with his Russian son and wife.
I mean, I don't really feel any type of way about it. I mean, war is war. It feels a little strange. It's a bit odd for an American, from the American perspective, because we don't do this sort of thing in America. But, I mean, I understand why they're doing it.
Now, let's dig a little deeper into the backstory here. The United States has shipped 31 Abrams tanks to Ukraine, and as soon as these tanks rolled onto the battlefield, the hunt was on. Interestingly enough, some enthusiastic Russian entrepreneurs even offered a bounty for each Abrams destroyed. Neither the US nor Ukraine has officially confirmed the loss of any American tanks. However, a recent article in Forbes reports the loss of at least 40 out of 200 Bradleys and 5 out of 31 Abrams tanks. I also took a deep dive into various Russian Telegram channels covering the conflict and found footage that appears to show 6 different Abrams tanks taking hits.
Usually not all the damaged equipment get captured. Some of it is actually towed away and then repaired. And that's why Ukraine was supplied not only with tanks, but also with this, armored recovery vehicles. But that one in particular was also captured.
The captured model is an M88 armored recovery vehicle based on the older American M48 Patton tank. General Patton, an iconic American commander from World War II, lent his name to M48, which was the first generation of American tanks post-World War II, designed to replace the famous Shermans. Although the model is quite dated, recovery vehicles based on it have outlasted the original tanks. They are still in use today, as seen in the Ukraine war.
This M88 was sent to rescue an Abrams tank, but as you can see, things did not go as planned, and both the tank and the backup vehicle ended up here in Moscow. If any of you watching are well-versed in military matters, please let me know if these vehicles are still used by the American Army or it's just an outdated piece of equipment.
The Abrams tanks were among the last to join the fray in Ukraine, and they missed Ukraine's 2023 summer counteroffensive. This operation did not go quite as planned, resulting in the destruction of dozens of Bradleys and other Western tanks, particularly German Leopards. Many of these tanks fell victim to the treacherous minefields scattered across the Zaporozhye region.
Well, speaking of Leopards, here's one right here at the exhibit, and you can see the white residue on the side of the turret. That was probably left when the tank crew tried to extinguish the fire on the tank. According to the Russian military, this particular Leopard met its fate after striking a mine, and then it was finished off by a couple of FPV drones. Interestingly, right before the show, the barrel of this Leopard was intentionally bent downwards, just like any other barrel at this display. It's just a stark symbol that meant to underscore the message Russia tries to convey here.
Right next to it, we have a Martyr infantry vehicle, another casualty of this conflict. What's particularly interesting about this Martyr is that it wasn't destroyed in combat. It actually got stuck in the infamous Ukrainian mud, and the crew had to abandon it mid-offensive.
And if you take a closer look at the tracks, you can notice the small pieces of rubber. These are usually added to protect asphalt roads during like military parades and stuff like this, so not exactly what you'd want in a muddy combat zone.
А почему они их не убрали? Ну, мнение такое, то, что у них просто времени не было, им очень была нужна техника, и они просто не повышибали их. Соответственно, на мягких грунтах это лишь препятствие проходимости танка.
All right, now let's circle back to the Abrams tanks. I mean, this one might look worse for wear, but make no mistake, this is a formidable piece of military equipment.
Well, the Abrams tanks are equipped with Chabom armor, a sophisticated composite that includes layers of ceramics and metal alloys designed to offer superior resistance against anti-tank weapons. But while it's nearly impervious at the front, the turret is more vulnerable from the top and sides.
Yeah, and this is exactly where this tank was hit by a Russian anti-tank guided missile, right here. You can see the hull, still here. And after that it was finished off by a couple of FPV drones.
Most of the footage showing Abrams tanks taking hits comes from the Avdiivka front, where these American vehicles were first deployed in a desperate bid to halt a swift Russian advance. After capturing the city, Russian forces gained momentum, facing Ukrainian troops who were running low on ammunition and couldn't hold their positions. Due to these circumstances, the tanks were deployed perilously close to the front, becoming prime targets for short-range weapons like FPV drones and anti-tank missiles.
Abrams и главная добыча – видео, снятое внутри подбитого американского танка.
There was this widely publicized report in Russian media showing two soldiers striking an Abrams tank, then climbing inside and spending a few minutes in the turret. While it's unclear if this is the same tank we see here in Moscow, Russian state media claimed that this incident allowed Moscow to capture modern American technology featured in these tanks.
Каждая захваченная единица техники – это опыт в любом случае для инженеров и для военнослужащих, потому что все одна информация передается другим, и мы больше узнаем, как их легче поражать. Соответственно, количество этой техники, подбитой нашими войсками, растет с каждым днем.
А я слышал еще в репортажах, что когда захватили первый Абрамс, то там какие-то секреты из него смогли изъять.
Но в любом случае, каждый день изучается эта техника.
Но вы не скажете мне, какие секреты?
Я? Нет. Секреты мы не рассказываем.
All the footage of the destroyed Abrams, not just Abrams, but a lot of tanks destroyed on the battlefield in Ukraine, highlights the extensive use of FPV drones, small, cheap, but very deadly tools that have proven extremely effective against modern equipment worth millions of dollars. And of course, both sides are now actively utilizing these small, deadly tools. Well, interestingly, none of the captured Abrams or Leopards were equipped with protections against FPV drones. And some of you who've been following this conflict closely might have noticed that both Russian and Ukrainian tanks, they often have such a sort of like a canopy on top of the turret that is supposed to shield against FPV drones. So none of these vehicles that we're seeing here in Moscow had that sort of protection. So could this, well, let's put it this way, oversight be attributed to a belief by the U.S. and Ukraine that their armor already has enough protection, sufficient protection against FPV drones? So I honestly don't know. So, well, please let me know your thoughts in the comments.
Там на Леопарде они уже появились, если на него посмотреть, там какая-то боковая защита элементарная есть. А здесь ее мы не наблюдаем, и на том же Абрамсе мы ее не наблюдаем.
As I walked through the crowd, I caught a mix of opinions. Some folks were talking about the upcoming deliveries of F-16s to Ukraine. They seemed pretty convinced that Western pilots would be secretly flying those jets, arguing that the Ukrainians just don't have the necessary experience yet.
Ну, они же учились там сколько там месяцев уже?
Месяц.
Месяц.
Люди на машине столько учатся ездить, и то не у всех получается. А на самолете летать — это совсем другое. Поэтому... Скорее всего, какие-нибудь частные ЧВК, американские, английские, там будут пилоты.
Of course, a lot of the talk was about when the war might end. From the conversations I had, it seemed like many people believe Russia is in for the long haul.
Люди за стол переговоров сядут, когда поймут, что рано или поздно у кого-то уже на исходе, а сам сдастся. Но, скорее всего, это будет со стороны Украины.
А вот украинцы думают, что это мы проиграем первые и придем просить мира. Вот представляете как?
Но... Ресурсы надо же сравнивать, где многомиллиардная страна, которая полезные ископаемые и прочее, прочее, можно как весь ВВП, внутриваловый продукт на войну перегинуть. И где у Украины, что у нее есть, кроме чернозема и там...
Западные танки, поставки...
У них тоже это рано или поздно кончится. Там тоже люди в негодовании, потому что налоги непонятно на что уходят. Сами они дают, 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 а непонятно за что.
А Россия успешно ведет... войну на Украине, именно военные действия.
Ну, я считаю, что да. Если кто-то думал, что это будет 2 месяца и все, то нормальные люди, кто в этом хоть как-то близко варится, понимают, что это невозможно. Поэтому это, естественно, длительная история, надолго, с, естественно, с потерями с нашей стороны.
Поэтому,
да, тяжело. Вот он кровью дается побед.